Shut up and sit down.
Live, raw, unedited. Dr. Devin Dana coming at you from Studio D in Wilmington, Philadelphia Metro. You are listening to the Eat Clean, Think Dirty show. The views expressed here are simply opinions and not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any of your problems. Listen at your own risk.
5, 6, 7.
Okay, we're talking about some social shit here now.
Some social shit. So, earlier tonight, we went out to dinner, right? And we sat at a bar with a nice gentleman came up, and we happened to be taking his spot, apparently.
His spot at the bar.
His regular
that he always
spot
drinks
at
his
the bar.
Scotch at.
Right. So he actually went around the corner and sat on the seat that was to the right of me and around the corner. And we talked to him. Mm-hmm. We started some conversation with him, and it was interesting because we just started talking about, you know, just shit in general and, you know, Wilmington, the scene.
Wilmington, work, you know, where we lived, where we're from, that kind of stuff. Not specifics about where we live.
Right.
Like,
but it came up that he was just like, you know, Wilmington generally is, he found it to be sort of like an unfriendly place in general. And he was refreshed by the fact that, like, you and I sat down and just started conversing with him with, generally, what he said was, like, no expectation. Like, why can't people just start talking to one another and just be more friendly and places be much more, like, you know, a place to be and somewhere that you want to be rather than people having, like, some sort of, like, expectation of, oh, well, I can't talk to him or else he's going to think blah, 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 blah. That's what I got out of it.
Yeah. Now, I guess, first of all, I was just reading an article that Delaware is considered by like a, and I don't know, this isn't like statistical or anything. I think this is just like sort of anecdotal, but that Delaware was one of the unfriendliest towns.
I think that goes back to like you so many episodes ago, I mean, talked about Delaware being very cliquey.
Yes.
Or Wilmington being very cliquey. Yes. And that's probably part of it, right? But I'm not from Delaware. I'm not from Wilmington. I've only been here and working here for 12 years. So, like, I don't give a fuck what Delaware or Wilmington does. Like, I do me, right?
Yeah.
So I just be Dana wherever Dana goes.
Yeah.
So, like, I will just talk to whomever I want.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I behave in any situation.
Yeah, me too. And I can totally agree with that and see that. The guy was basically, you know, we were having this conversation, and it was a nice conversation. There wasn't any, you know, sexual innuendos being made or anything like that.
No, not at all.
But I have to be honest. I'm always a little skeptical of that.
Do you
sit at a bar and talk to somebody and can you do it without expectations? Sure. A couple of drinks in and you're having that conversation and you're laughing and, you know, I mean, here's the thing. If you find somebody attractive at some point and you're getting along really well and there's alcohol involved, like, could it lead to the drunken hookup?
Are we talking about that?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, even though, I mean, do some people use that as a line that says, gosh, you know, I just want to sit down and talk to some people and blah, 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 and, you know, have a friendly conversation. And then I feel like, you know, a couple of drinks in, somebody's trying to go home with somebody. And maybe this has been my experience. Okay. I mean, I guess I always question, you know, whether or not somebody is being honest and legitimate in what they
I feel like he was being genuine.
I feel like if we had a couple drinks and we were flirting with him, he'd try to hook up with one of us. Or both of us. That's what I feel.
Oh, now who's the jaded one?
Well, no, yeah. I mean, maybe I'm cynical or a little jaded when it comes to that kind of stuff, but like, I don't know. Like, how does one lead to a you know, I mean, you get to start liking somebody through having conversations with them.
True.
So, I mean, I think anybody can put on that pretty mask of saying, gosh, you know, I just want to hang out and talk to people. Well, you know, like I said, we have a couple of drinks and now all of a sudden we're laughing, we're having a great time, we get along really well. And, you know, sometimes you get the alcohol goggles on. So even if they're not attractive to you, a couple of few drinks in, they might become attractive to you. That's one scenario. But all of a sudden, you know, people might start to think, well, you know, we're getting along really well. We got a lot in common. You know, there's, you know, drinks are flowing, energy's flowing, and now I can hook up with this person.
Now, I don't like your world.
Well, why? I'm just I'm very, very cautious. I'm one
that
doesn't.
I just want to be me and do me in my world, like in real time. That's what I do. Instead of like thinking about every single nuance in every single moment.
Yeah, but like, I'm just a very, very aware person. Like, I don't go and sit at bars, okay? Because I'm not comfortable going and sitting at a bar as a woman.
I am.
By myself.
I'm very comfortable sitting at bars.
I'm comfortable going to the movies by myself. I'm comfortable going out to dinner by myself. Shit, I travel to other countries by myself, mm-hmm. okay? Perfectly fine with it. But I'm not comfortable sitting at a bar.
Why?
Because I don't like it when people come up and talk to me straight up.
Yeah, but you were holding your own, like conversing with this guy. It was very normal. It was, there was nothing overtly like sexual or wrong or
no.
Forgive me for saying wrong. Like it was just conversation.
It was just a conversation, but yeah. You know, in part, like, sometimes I don't like having fucking conversations with people. I have conversations with people all day, every day. That's all I do is talk.
It's kind of like when you go to the nail salon and or the hair salon and they start fucking talking to you. You're like, just leave me alone.
I just want to get my hair done. Like,
I get it.
Shut up. I don't want to have to like talk
to
you.
No, I get it. You just like put your earbuds in and just zone out.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Like if I'm at a bar and I want to be social, I'm there with people. Okay, and then I can be social with other people that I don't know. Mm-hmm. But if I'm somewhere by myself, like I hate, like, you know, if I go out to dinner by myself, or if I'm down in Miami by myself, someone will always come up to me and say, "Oh, you know, well, you're too pretty to be alone."
Blah
fuck
blah blah blah.
You.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I'm trying to be
alone.
That's alone my
on
point.
On purpose, right?
You know, so if I was to go to a bar and I've had a couple of experiences like this, and this is one of the reasons why. You know, I don't go to bars anymore by myself because, you know, first of all, when there's alcohol involved, I feel like I'm putting myself in danger. Okay. And I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, like that really drives me crazy when someone says, oh, you know, are you here by yourself? You know, you're too pretty. And think that they have the right to talk to me. I know I sound like a little bit of an asshole here, but like, you don't have the right. You got the right, I guess, but like, it's annoying that you think you can come up and like just start a conversation with me. I sound like an asshole, don't I?
Yeah, kind of.
I don't like that in a bar. I don't like it. So, you know, I guess the question here then becomes.
So you want to be in control of the conversation.
I don't want to be bothered.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, like, unless you can take my career somewhere or unless you're paying me money or unless you're, you know, I don't know. Like I don't, unless you can advance me in some way, like I don't have time for you. That's an asshole move. I know. But I made that decision many years ago. Like I just, you know, very rarely do I interact with someone.
You're not just looking to hook up with somebody in a bar.
I'm not looking to hook up with somebody in a bar.
That's completely fine.
I'm not necessarily looking to make new friends either.
Yeah. You got me. You're good.
Yeah, I got a friend.
I have a friend. I have a friend.
Yeah, I mean, who needs more than a friend? No, but you seriously, like, you get my point where it's just like, I don't know. I just feel like when there's alcohol involved, you know, I guess it's different maybe if you're at a coffee shop or something like that. Or, you know, there's times like when I go someplace, let's say a coffee shop, and I grab coffee and I actually sit in the place. Like, I'm there because I want to read or I want to, like,
yeah.
think. I want to just sit and look out the window and think.
I think people in coffee shops get that.
Well, that's why I tend to go to coffee shops. Yeah,
they get that, like, because they're there for the same reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a bar, I think, is considered more of a potential social situation.
Like social hookup or social...
Yeah, it doesn't always have to be about the hookup. Just, like, social.
I don't know, man.
Deb, it's not always about sex.
I'm just not trusting it.
Right, Deb Freud over here.
I just don't
cucumber
trust it.
Cucumber sometimes is just a cucumber.
A cigar is sometimes just a cigar. So I think, okay, so I've heard guys say this to me, because I've had this conversation before many times, and I've heard a guy say, well, you know, I'm just, you know, I just want to, you know, just a friendly person, okay, and I want to just talk. But then I think about me and my type. Okay, that if a guy comes up to me and I'm single and he's just a friendly person. And
that was air quotes right there, friendly person.
And I think he's hot. Mm-hmm. I'm moving in on it.
Okay.
So maybe that's the block, you know, because I know what I would do.
So you're projecting.
Sure, I'm projecting a little bit. But like... So a guy says, oh, you know, I just want to have a social, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Deb's like, fuck you. I'm in.
I'm just a friendly person.
No. Well, no.
There's a lot of aggressive females out there. There's a lot of aggressive males out there, you know, and if they think you're hot, they're going to move in. Mm. And like, yeah, the risk is, I guess, that, you know, they won't find you attractive, but, you know, whatever. But like, so I guess my point is that like, if somebody finds somebody attractive or two people find each other attractive, can you have a social situation without any expectation of anything else when there's alcohol involved in a bar situation?
I've had many.
But
don't
you? Do you know if you disappointed somebody?
Your eyes are going crazy right now.
Do you know if you disappointed someone, or, you know, did a hookup come later on, or... You know, did somebody walk out and say, oh, you know, she's a bitch, she led me on, I thought I was going to get... I mean, what's the thought process behind it?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it does not always end up in a hookup. I mean, there's... like, for example, you brought up that guy that I talked to the night of your TED Talk. I mean, there was no hookup there, and he and I have seen each other plenty of times, and that's why I went over to say hi to him, because...
But you peacocked.
Whatever. We've not hooked up.
Okay.
Never.
But what was the peacocking for?
I don't know. That's just Dana. Dana's a peacock.
I don't know. I'm still having a hard time. I'm not convinced. You've got to try to convince me here, because I'm just not. I'm not feeling it.
So you feel like I'm not being genuine right now?
No, just the topic. Like, like the.
Well, so you don't think men and women can be friends? Is that what you're getting at?
I think when there's no attraction between two people, absolutely they can be friends. I think when someone is attracted to someone, no, I don't. In time, I'm trying to think here, in time they can lose attraction for the person. But like, no, I can't be friends with someone that I'm attracted to. But see, there's levels, okay? I can find someone hot and be attracted to him because I'm so not emotionally attracted.
Or like, you just don't like maybe their personality.
Or I don't like their personality, or I don't like their voice. Okay? Because like, I don't like
short.
I don't like men with like really, really, really high pitched voices.
Or
I mean, there's multiple things that can go into that. Uh-huh. But, you know, in if I'm attracted to a lot of things about a person, can I be friends with that person? No, I'm going to find avenues to like get in.
God, your eyes are going wild right now.
And you can't tell me that you don't agree with that.
I'm friends with a lot of men.
I'm friends with a lot of men too. Okay. I'm not attracted to them.
I'm friends with men that I'm attracted to as well. Although,
so if they tried to hook up with you, would you be available for them?
You know, I have to admit that I've hooked up with most of the men I've been attracted to.
Okay. Case in point. Like, let's, but now we like, need to shut like this shit down.
This is where, what happens is like, you realize that they're not good for you. So then you just remain friends. So like you try to hook up, right?
And you hook up with them. So you got it out of your system.
Out of your system. And they're like, yeah, yeah, let's just be friends. And now we're friends. And that's cool.
But you got this, you got this sex stuff out of this,
out of the way.
Out of your
just
system.
Like brush your hands off and
I mean,
away. Yeah.
If that's the case, I feel like you should just, you know, say, look, we let's be friends. But first of all, before we do that, we have to fuck. Because I have to see if
that's
we can
really
be,
blunt.
Because I have to see if we can be friends. Okay, because
so once, if the sex fails, we can be
we
friends.
Can be friends. But if the sex is really, really good,
then we might have to think about that.
Then you know we may have to not be friends for a little while, and you know continue to have sex, and then at some point when it wears off,
and
you
then
know,
we'll
can,
think about it again.
We can be friends.
Interesting.
So that's something, you know, that you mean you do. I mean, do you? Do you retract now? See, the guy that we just met in the bar...
I'm not having sex with him.
Neither one of us were attracted to. Okay? Let's be
right.
real.
Right.
Okay? But
so
was,
basically, we're in control of the situation.
We were in control of the situation. Yeah.
Totally.
So, but if the guy was hot...
If you were hot, then yeah. That would be a different thing.
It would
I'd be, like, yo, Deb, you're leaving.
and I...
Deb's
at this point,
out.
I'd be like, fine. I'm going. But you would in... inquire about some type of expectation about a sexual relationship before you decided whether or not it was going to be a friendship or more.
Not always. I've definitely been friends with people first. 100%.
Friends with somebody first, but potentially thinking
that you could potentially
hook up.
Not even in the beginning, no.
So you didn't peacock a little bit just to get his attention?
No.
Who?
I'm not you don't telling
need to, you
who.
You don't need to use names, but like...
I'm not telling you who. It's fucking on like the air. I'm not telling you who.
Fine. I'm not... I'm just not sure if I believe you.
Okay, middle finger in the air in your direction.
Really? I just think...
Why would I lie?
I just think that people, and I'm not saying you, I just think that people,
she's totally
they people
saying
lie
right
to
now.
Themselves. You know, like if you're attracted to someone on different levels, like it's good luck being friends
Sometimes
with them.
Sometimes you're not always attracted to them initially. Sometimes your friendship results in an attraction.
Absolutely.
And that's
absolutely.
That situation.
But that's a different story.
Well,
ultimately, you're sitting at a bar, and a hot guy walks in, or a hot girl, whatever, okay? And do you have some level of an expectation that there's going to be a hookup, or you just sit there and say, oh, there's a hot guy. Oh, my God, look how hot he is. I just want to have a conversation with him.
Typically, we talked about this before, so I'm not ashamed to say it again. Like, usually when somebody walks in, I'm like, I'm having that. And usually it happens, right? But there have been situations where, like, I don't have that feeling. Mm-hmm. And I just get to know the person. And over a long period of time, like, we just develop some sort of a relationship that turns into that.
Absolutely.
And that's a whole different thing. And you're sitting here going, oh, it doesn't happen. No, it totally does.
No, that does happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I didn't have that feeling in the beginning. And I didn't have that, like... Oh, yeah, I'm taking that guy home. Like, no.
So
it can happen both ways.
But
is what I'm
again,
saying.
To my point, if that guy walks into the bar.
What, the one that you're not attracted to?
You are not initially attracted to him, okay. So you can have the conversation.
Exactly.
Now, the guy that walks in the bar and he's freaking hot, okay,
you still
or
have a conversation.
For the guys out there that the girl walks into the bar and she's freaking hot, you can't tell me that there's not at least a minimum of a thought.
Look, I think the lesson here is just have conversations with everybody who walks into the bar.
So you're not discriminating against hot and not hot?
Because, I mean, at the very least, you could end up with a great friend.
Okay, so that's one lesson. The other lesson is to be aware of your motivations and your expectations, as well as, you know, what types of conversations do you have?
No, I mean, why are we limiting ourselves to just sexual relationships? Like, what if this person could end up being like a good job opportunity for you, or they know somebody?
If he's not, I'm having sex.
No, all right, Deb. Like, it's not just about that. I mean, it's about, like we talked about earlier, like a couple of weeks ago, being just open to opportunity, right? So,
absolutely.
The more people you meet, the more people you befriend, the more people you even have sex with or whatever, like you make connections with people, right? And
absolutely.
You open up your world to more opportunity. And what's wrong with more opportunity?
Nothing's wrong with more opportunity. Matter of fact, you know, I'm not even saying that it's bad. You know what I mean? In any sort of a way.
You better not be
All I'm saying is that the question is whether or not people can go into bars and have a conversation without any expectation.
I felt tonight there was zero expectation.
You felt that tonight that there was zero expectation. Uh-huh. I felt as though if I had two glasses of tequila and I started talking to this dude and we were like laughing and that kind of stuff, that yeah, he would have absolutely tried to hit on me or pick one of us up.
You had the tequila?
I'm just saying. Because, you know, if you have some tequila, you get a little looser. Or if you have a couple of drinks, you get a little looser. You know, you become a little more open to having a conversation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that, you know, he would have seen that as an opportunity.
So, again, what you're saying is that
as most
you
people
are
do.
In control of the outcome.
You should always be in control.
Oh, I agree.
Of
just
the outcome.
Making sure that I understand what you're saying. So
yes.
How you behave determines what that relationship will be.
Well, I mean, that ultimately that's part of it, sure. Mm-hmm. But ultimately the question is, again, like, do people go into bars specifically, because we were in a bar tonight, mm-hmm. Okay? Do people go specifically into bars? Now, we're looking at human beings here, human mm-hmm. beings who have a natural, biological, instinctual desire to be with other human
or
beings.
To connect, right?
To here, connect.
My
we also have
that.
An instinctual sexual piece, most of us. There is asexuality and all of that. But do you go into a bar and say, I just want to have a conversation with somebody? And keep it there because you're just a social being? Or is there any expectation of potentially, you know, having some type of a hookup?
My honest answer to that is that if I go into a bar, I want to connect with people in any fashion, 100%. Mm-hmm. And if I go in a bar and I sit by myself mm-hmm. and I'm looking at my phone or I'm just listening to music, I will feel like the night was a failure. But if I do end up connecting with somebody on a friend level or on a hookup level or, you know, just bantering with the bartenders, I mean, I feel like that is a successful evening in some fashion. But you're right to the sense that if there's no connection at all, I will feel like it was kind of a failure, because the reason I went out, I mean, I could have fucking gone home and looked at my phone, right? Like, the mm-hmm. reason I went out is to make a connection, and not any connection in particular. It doesn't matter what kind of connection it is. You know, I can make a new best friend. I can make a new boyfriend. I could, you know, learn something about the bartender that I've known for like 3 months, you know, some sort of connection. That's what I want. That's what I really like about life is knowing people, getting to know more people, mm-hmm. making more connections. But if I go in, I make zero connections, and I leave, I feel kind of, I do feel a little bit down.
Okay.
But it doesn't have to be a specific kind of a connection.
I mean, I could be sitting in a park, okay, mm-hmm. like meditating, and somebody could come up to me and, you know, maybe start talking to me. And I've already, like, married them and divorced them in my head, and we've had kids
right,
together.
We're obviously very different people.
I mean, if I'm attracted to him, you know, I mean, like, but I, see, here's the thing. I'm just very, very honest when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think the majority of women have those types of thoughts that fleet, that are fleeting, okay, if they are attracted to someone. What would it be like? Could this guy be a potential mate, partner? What would it, what's his last name? You know, like what, you know, like all kinds of different thoughts. And I think that happens in a very, very quickly processing.
Your brain is like a steam engine.
Motion. My brain is like a steam engine. Yeah. I process extremely fast. But, you know, again, back to that original question, because I feel like we're kind of dancing around it.
I don't think we're dancing around it. I think I've been very direct about it.
I don't believe any man, okay, I'll be honest, I don't believe any man that says to me, I just want to have a conversation with you. Bullshit. Bullshit. Now.
I don't think you're right.
I think it depends on the context. So, for example, when I'm in my office, people are coming to have a conversation with me so that I can help them, okay? Totally different context. If I'm out at a bar and a man says, I just want to have a conversation with you, I call bullshit. I don't fucking believe it. I might talk to you, okay? But, like, I'm skeptical of what and who you want, you want from me.
About where he is in his life. Like, what if he just got over a breakup and he just wants to be out of a social situation and is not ready for any kind of a thing? Like, why not?
Well, first of all, when I'm in a bar, don't dump your freaking
breakup shit on me. No, he's not dumping on you, but he's also not looking to hook up with you, is what I'm saying.
No, he might not be looking for a relationship because he just got out of a relationship, but he might be looking for a hookup.
It's so nice to have you being jaded in the other sense. I enjoy this. This is good. Yeah,
so you are jaded. You're
yeah,
jaded in another
I'm jaded
way.
In the one sense and you're jaded in the other. So this is good. Again, we are very opposite.
Well, it reminds me of the Facebook Live that we did on the not that long ago on the Matrix. And it was like the fun zone, okay? And I sat there and you said, well, now it could just be, you know, the kind of person that, like, you just want to have fun with, you know, like friends. Friends. And I looked at you and I looked at you and I was like, what the fuck? The fun zone? That's friends with benefits, okay?
Not always.
Bullshit. The fun zone.
Jaded Deb.
All I'm saying is that I don't believe it. I think that people have motivations.
So what do you think? Are you calling me like a Pollyanna?
No. All I'm saying is this. If I think there's certain contexts that I might believe it, okay, a little bit more. But if there is if I don't believe that attractive, if you're attracted to someone, that you can be just friends with them. I also don't believe that when someone is in a bar setting and somebody says, I just want to have a conversation with you, or yeah, just, you know, getting to know people, I think there's another motive. I think it's very hard for people to, I don't believe that people can be friends if somebody's attracted to the other person. I just don't.
Okay.
I mean, somebody is going to catch some feelings. Because if they're friends and the physical attraction is there, okay, and they get to know each other, and then the emotional attraction starts to grow, somebody's going to catch feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, you know, either have a, you know, I guess you can have a mature conversation like, look, I'm attracted to you. I don't know what to do with these feelings. And the other person could say, yeah, well, you know, I'm not attracted to you. I love you as a friend. And, you know, that's all this is ever going to be.
I've had so many of those conversations.
What? You've had so many of those conversations? Yeah, but like they're uncomfortable conversations, and oftentimes you don't end up being friends anyway because somebody feels like shamed in some way.
That is so true.
So then the other side is that, you know, you end up doing passive aggressive shit, you know, because you're attracted to them and they're not giving you attention and blah, 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 blah. Or you force yourself and start peacocking all over the fucking place. You know, I mean, I've seen women do this. I've seen men do this. Okay. Like, it's very subtle when it's with a friend and they just, you know, they peacock, you know, and then they get mad at like things. And then the other person's like, why are you mad? We're just friends. And then all of a sudden it like breaks out into like song where it's like, I have feelings for you.
It's like everything goes into slow motion.
Yeah. And then, you know, then they have this conversation, but we're just friends. And then they end up hooking up anyway. And then, like, I mean, come on. It's such bullshit. And, you know, look, I totally appreciate it. Okay. Cause I really appreciate like human sexuality. Okay. And I feel like just people need to be more honest about it and, you know, be real with it. Like, I can be friends with you if I'm not attracted to you in a sexual way.
I can be friends with people and be attracted to them. I can. 100%.
When we're done this podcast, you tell me one person that you're friends with that you are sexually attracted to.
That I've not had sex with?
That you've not had sex with.
Oh, that
and that you don't plan on having sex with.
That's not going to happen.
Oh. Okay. All right. Case
in point. Like I said, you just got to get that shit out of the way.
You got, yeah.
And then you can be friends. That's
yeah,
how
but
you
if
do
it's
it.
Good sex, what happens then?
Well, if you're not compatible personality, it doesn't matter.
I mean, what if you're a little bit compatible and the sex was really, really good and you're not having sex with anybody else? So you what?
Nah, you have to have more in common. You have to be more compatible in many other ways.
So you wouldn't take the car for a drive a second time?
Maybe a second time. Oh.
And then there's like a Saturday night 3 weeks later and you're bored. Would you take it for a third ride?
Maybe.
Okay. All right. See, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have to, you know, pull things out of people. Okay? Because you already know the answer and you just have to find
but
a way to get them
mean that you're
to be
with them for a relationship.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying I'm talking this is actually a conversation about motivation, social motivation versus sexual motivation and whether or not there is a you know, a compatibility
well,
or incompatibility between
needs.
Those.
Needs huh? got to be met.
Well, okay, needs have to be met. So, I mean, you know, guy in the bar, you know, he just wanted to have a conversation because Delaware is so unfriendly. Bullshit. I call bullshit.
No, that was not bullshit. He was genuine.
No, it was genuine because we weren't attracted to him. So stop fucking lying.
So you're saying if he were hot, you and I would both be now having a whole different conversation.
Absolutely.
I see.
Absolutely.
I see.
So...
And I hope he doesn't listen to this because now he knows he's not hot. Poor man.
I'm sure he's hot to somebody, you know, or people, I'm sure, you know. But, like, he wasn't out, like, you know, a type that you and I would go after.
Right, right.
But, like, you know, if he was, it would be, like I said, it would be a different conversation. And the only reason why we had a conversation with him.
Because it was safe?
Was because it was safe.
Okay. I see that.
Oh.
We actually agree on something. Cheers.
Okay. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, sometimes you have to follow my process, okay? Because sometimes there's multiple points along the way, and it can get confusing. But at the end, you will see what I'm talking about if you just stay on my process.
But she's not always right.
Well, 99.9% of the time. I mean, there's always that outlier.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 98% of the time.
Yeah, who are you calling a liar?
All right.
Anyways. God, we are so over time.
All right, so something to think about when it comes to social interactions. You know, you
and,
be
and
mindful
think again
of it
when you're like sitting at the bar.
And you can disagree with this. That's okay. I mean, you know, I don't. You know, we don't know everything, but you know, really be honest with yourself because I think that if you are, you will find out that I am right. You are right.
She just ripped me to shreds. Okay, everybody. It's all right. I'm still confident in what I do. I don't fucking care.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out.
Shutting this shit down.
Yeah.
You know you want more. Find them on Facebook at Eat Clean, Think Dirty, The Podcast. And stalk them on Twitter at Don't Eat Dirty.